flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We cannot turn away from the devastation that Milton and Helene have left in Florida. There is a vast trail of destruction. Entire towns have been wiped away. And we're not just talking about coastal towns. These storms have been so massive that they have gone into North Carolina and ravaged towns. And so the local government, the federal government, Red Cross, they cannot do it by themselves. We are all going to be a part of the change that helps our neighbors in that part of the country get their lives back together. Schools have been permanently closed. Small businesses have been washed away. Dozens of people have lost their lives. And that number is increasing because they're still looking for people who are missing and unaccounted for. And you might be thinking, well, what can I do? I'm in Minnesota. I can't travel to Florida and help the cleanup efforts. I've got my kids. I've got to work. I'm here in the Twin Cities. I don't have a way to get down there. And then if I got down there, what would I do? I wouldn't even know where to begin. Well, there's something that you can do right here that will help the people in Florida and other parts of the country who were impacted by these destructive hurricanes. Milton and Helene. Hy-Vee is working with the American Red Cross, and they're doing what they're calling a register roundup. The registered roundup will help those impacted by hurricanes. Now through Friday, October 25th, when you go into any Hy-Vee store, you can participate in the register roundup. Now, what is the register roundup? I said, you know what? I'm not even going to try to explain it to you. I'm going all the way to the top. So I asked Hy-Vee to send me their best and brightest. And Tina Potthoff, the Senior Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tina, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It's so nice to talk to you this morning, Shaletta.
I know, and I wish we were talking about something fun like free food and donuts and stuff, which is, you know, something that y'all do, girl. Okay, new products and merchandise, you know anything.
Right.
But you guys are doing something amazing. You are allowing your customers, the people who shop with you, who are doing their regular grocery shopping, you've partnered with Red Cross to give them an opportunity to make a donation to the American Red Cross, who is out there on the ground and doing everything they can to help people who have been impacted by these destructive hurricanes. Talk to me about Register Roundup. What is that all about?
Sure. So when you go through any of our checkouts, whether that be a checkout with a cashier or one that is a self-checkout where you're going through by yourself, you'll be able to round up your purchase to the nearest dollar. And then all that money will go directly to the American Red Cross. So we're going to be running this now through October 25th. We'll be running it throughout our 8-state region. We also have a chain of grocery stores in Indiana now, and they will also be running it too. So it's a collective effort really just to get money where it needs to go as quickly as possible. And a lot of people have asked us, because we do have a disaster relief fleet, you know, what have we been doing actually at Hy-Vee, and how are we directly participating in this? I'll tell you what we've heard is the destruction, and you've seen it on TV, and people have talked about it on the radio. It's so widespread. So yeah. For this one in particular, we are working with our disaster relief partners, one of which is the American Red Cross. They're boots on the ground. They're down there. They're in the neighborhoods that are most impacted. Another one that we're actually working with, though, is Operation Barbecue Relief. And while the Roundup funds will not be going to them, we've been doing some donation of our own at Hy-Vee Corporate to work with our partners at Operation Barbecue Relief. And what they do is they go down and they prepare meals and food for families that are impacted, as well as first responders and those directly responding to the devastation that's down there. So we're really excited to work with them, too.
And, you know, the cleanup is going on right now. Folks in Florida are surveying the damage. They are seeing it is into the billions of dollars in damage. And there are still so many people without power. Officials have said at least 17 people were killed across Florida. And the reports of damage are still coming in right now. Roads are impassable. They're scarce for resources are scarce for some of these folks who are evacuees making their way back home, only to not have power, only to see that their homes have been washed away, and the damage that's there, the mold that is already starting to set in. And so I just so appreciate Hy-Vee with this Register Roundup, making these funds available to the Red Cross, and, you know, allowing us to be a part of the relief effort without us having to leave our homes. Because if we piled up in the RV and went down there, we would be in the way. We would not know what to do. So these dollars are really going to the Red Cross so that they can use them as they see fit, with them having their teams on the ground helping the people most in need.
That's right. You know, and we've had a number of customers that have come forward and say, hey, I want to donate even more. You know, I want to donate more than just my 53 cents, you know, to round up to a dollar or 19 cents. And what we've actually directed all those individuals to do is to go directly onto the RedCross.org website so they can make that donation, so that they can be accounted for. Because some people want to donate $50 with us. And, you know, we appreciate it, but we really want them also to get the credit for that as well, and to make sure they have accountability for something as large as $50. So, you know, if you're looking to do something small, something really easy, you can round up at the register. If you're looking to do something larger, we are encouraging customers to go to RedCross.org. You know, the other thing that they need right now, Shaletta, is they also need blood donations. They always need blood donations. So that's something else. And in addition to that, they need volunteers. And so if someone is looking more long-term to be able to assist with these, then they can go on the website, find out about the trainings, and they, too, can actually be deployed to disasters like this in the future.
And I want to go back to the Register Roundup. Now, you can do this at the register when you check out. Tell me about self-checkout. Is it a button? Do I need to call a manager? Is it easy to figure out? Because I like to go to the self-checkout and get out of there. I don't want to stand in the line. And I just want to make sure that when I go to self-checkout, it'll be easy for folks to figure out.
Right, and it's super easy. So as you're getting ready to check out, there will actually be a button on the screen that says, would you like to round up? And it shows you the amount that you'll be rounding up to on the screen. It's different for everybody, depending on your purchase. and how much sense you have to the next dollar. So you just press that yes button. And then again, all those funds go directly into a fund that we will hold, and then we'll cut the check directly to the American Red Cross. It does not go through like a Hy-Vee system. We don't get credit for it or anything like that. It is strictly us gathering up funds and being able to deliver it as quickly as possible to the American Red Cross.
Well, I just can't thank you and your team at Hy-Vee enough, Tina, for doing this donation drive, creating awareness about how people can donate, because it's not just about Register Roundup. I understand that. But you're making sure that people understand how they can volunteer, how they can give blood donations. And if they want to do more than round up to the nearest dollar, how they can make a bigger financial impact by going to redcross.org/donate. Talk to me about the need for awareness, because I know that the Register Roundup was a way to get people involved, but it's also a way to create awareness about other ways that we can all play a part in the recovery effort.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, I think sometimes when we're a little bit removed from it, we, you know, miles and miles away from the disaster, you think, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for everybody down south. But again, this is just to make sure that it does stay front and center. This is going to take years for some of these areas, from what we're hearing, to recover from all of this. It's just widespread devastation. You've seen the sand that's come in, you know, miles and miles inland. It's just a lot of destruction, not only to property, but also to, you know, families that are left with basically nothing. And so anything that we can do to raise awareness about that, we want to make sure we're at the forefront doing. We also have other partners that are down there too. You know, you've got Publix, which is a grocery store mm-hmm. that we actually do a lot with talking and saying, hey, what exactly do you guys need? And Publix is down there, but they too are in the middle of that recovery process because many of their stores were damaged throughout the hurricane. So they too are recovering, and we're just trying to, again, raise that awareness and keep it front and center.
Well, I thank you so much. When I go to do my shopping, I'll make sure to participate in the Register Roundup. I'll be posting this on my social media pages, and we will be sharing the link to this on our WCCO radio webpage to make sure that everybody out there is aware, and especially if you're a Hy-Vee shopper, how you can make a difference and a small donation that'll go a long way. Tina Potthoff, Senior Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Shaletta. And I know next time we'll talk, we'll probably be talking about giving away ham. So we'll be talking
Some ham, some Thanksgiving baskets or something, girl. Okay. All right. You have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you for your time.